Welcome to session six of Raise More Money. We've seen in the last session about how to make it easier for people to give, how to make it simple in a way that reduces barriers. But I want to talk to you now about two essential practices to increase giving, things that you can do that are worth looking at to actually again have an impact on your giving as you raise more money. The first one is leverage your traditions. Energize the old and start the new. Every church has traditional giving practices. What are yours? Weekly offering bag, weekly offering talk, monthly missions offering, annual building pledge. Is it at the end of a service people put their offering, or do they do it at another part of the facility, or is it all online? Couple of things about this is energize those traditions, revitalize them, revisit them, saying, hey, we're just doing this week in, week out without much thought. Is there any way we can sharpen them up, polish them up? People are so used to giving like this. Why don't we just change it, energize the old to give it some fresh life? But also ask yourself, can we start a new tradition of giving? Is there a way to have a second offering every now and again in a service? Is there a way to start a special projects offering, an annual miracle offering, annual building pledge? Start new giving traditions. Gradually, they'll become an old tradition. They won't have any resistance in your church. I mean, let's face it. There would have been a day when offering bags weren't passed around. And that was a brand new tradition that someone fought for and got established. And now we don't even give it a second thought. We just kind of say that's the way we do it around here. Every giving tradition you have in your church was once a new thing. It was once resisted. It was once not wanted. People would have said, I don't want to do that. But new things eventually become old. So revitalize what you've got and ask yourself, is there a way we can start a new tradition that embeds in our church over a couple of years as just the way we do it around here? Now, another way to increase giving in your church is by doing regular analysis of your giving and your financial trends. The first one is your year-on-year giving. In other words, look at April, May, and June last year and compare it to April, May, and June this year. Or pick a month or a quarter or a segment and see what the trend is. Are we tracking above last year? Are we tracking the same? Are we below? Consider the reasons for any growth, decline, or plateau. You can do that with your general giving, your missions giving, your building program. Get a feel. It can kind of you can kind of rest negative trends and you can celebrate healthy trends. And gives you a bit of time to analyze that, which is a good chat with your board, your eldership, and with your key leaders as well. There might be a couple of big givers who have left, and you can look at the trend and understand why it is so on your year-on-year giving. Another analysis that is good to do is giving per head. Analyze the giving per head. Take your average weekly offering, divide it by your average weekly attendance. That's your giving per head across your church. Now, the key thing to do with this is you can compare it to the year before and the trend from there. But also, one thing to do is ring a few pastors around your region in the same demographic zone and see if they'll share their giving per head with you. Tell them you're doing a survey of churches within 10, 15 minutes and that you'll share the results with them if they're prepared to give you their details. Then you can compare apples with apples. If you compare your giving per head with a church in a completely different demographic zone, a completely different environment, it just won't be helpful at all. It'll make you feel overly elated or deeply depressed, and that won't help your analysis. If you find your giving per head is lower than other churches in your region, then you can have a look at what do we need to shift here, what's going on comparative to other churches in our area. Another analysis point is your expenditure breakdown. Bill Hybels Church, Willow Creek Community Church, use these guidelines, and I think they're helpful. Remember, it's a mega church, so it's a different deal, but it'll give you a bit of an idea. They spend 50% on staffing, including all benefits to all staff. They give away 10%, which I guess would be missions or evangelism, and 10% reserve for whatever God is blessing at their church. If there's something really with momentum, they'll throw 10% of their income at it, or they'll put it in cash reserves. 15% is allocated to ministry budgets, 15% for the facilities for servicing debt, and for utilities. It gives you a bit of an idea, a general guide of what to do. I'm a fan of the 40 to 50% on staffing. I'm not a fan of giving away 10%. I'd rather see people giving directly into missions and evangelism endeavors. And I think that's kind of the way I look at that. But that gives you a bit of an idea on some of those areas. It gives you some sort of measurement to watch and track with yourself as well. And the last bit of analysis is your cash reserves. I think it's great if churches can hold a cash reserve of a minimum of 2 to 3 months of their operating expenses. So you just have something there in reserve when there are seasonal fluctuations in the cash flow of the church. If there's a downturn or you need extensive building repairs or emergencies, cash reserves enable you to work with that. And on the contrary to that, if something starts working really well in your church, you go, wow, maybe the small group's taking off. Let's put some extra finance into training small group leaders and let's use a bit of our cash reserve for that. Okay, there's some ideas there, a couple of ideas around areas of being able to increase the giving in your church. Here's the checklist. Is there a giving tradition you can revitalize? Is there a new tradition you can launch? Then do the analysis, your year-to-year giving, your giving per head, the analysis of your expenditure areas, and then what cash reserve do we have? What do we look to work towards? Enjoy this session and enjoy completing that checklist.